my God, it's Marin and Fursuiter. It's 20 past the hour. It is Wednesday, man. I went, you know, the combination of the sweet roll that I ate and all the news stories on the desk here in that last segment got my brain all tangled up. Got it all tangled up, man. Like, Dan, Ahmadinejad.
You got it.
Ahmadinejad.
You should have quit while you were ahead.
Ahmadinejad.
Yes.
That guy. I tell you, man, I don't know what's going to happen, but if they put the Eisenhower off the coast of Iran and there's all this muscle going into that area, I hope Seymour Hersh is wrong. I would never doubt him, but I don't want to assume. I really hope to God that the administration, the neocon death cult's Christmas present to this country and the world is not bombing Iran. I think that would be the stupidest thing that anyone could ever do. Not only would it destabilize the region, destroy our reputation internationally forever, but who the hell knows what would happen? Could they be that stupid? Could they be that stupid, Dan? Are you looking at me like you're going to answer me?
I was in Israel last month, and several people there said it's basically a foregone conclusion in Israel that at least Israel is going to attack Iran in the next 6 months.
But is Israel going to attack Iran at the behest of the United States? Are they subcontracting? Is it looked at it that way in Israel?
I think Israel is more scared of Iran than the U.S. is.
Well, I think they probably have good reason to be.
Right.
I believe that this Ahmadinejad is a charismatic, bloviating fool that doesn't have a lot of support with his own nation, and he's getting a real kick out of himself. I get the feeling that he will be pushed out of his own government in a couple of years when that is supposed to happen, maybe even before that. But he's one of those guys that if they pull him out, he's going to be going, ha ha, screw you. He's just going to be laughing and throwing, flipping people off. I think he's drunk with a power that he doesn't really have. And I think that if they seek to teach him a lesson in a military way, how the hell can they even do it? They could only do an airstrike where they don't have the troops to do this kind of thing. And I hope to God that they don't do it. 866-303-2270 is our phone number if you want to chime in on what you think is going to happen in Iran. But I would like to play these bits of sound from Bush yesterday. The first one, I think, really defines our president as an existentialist, which I didn't realize. Can we hear that, Justin?
I think an interesting construct that General Pesci is we're not winning, we're not losing.
Now, you see that? We're not winning, we're not losing. This is an existential philosophical description of the eternal now, my friends. We're not winning, we're not losing. The problem is, folks, that now, for thousands of American troops, is being a sitting target for insurgent IEDs in a country that has just become 22% more dangerous for American soldiers. The idea that we're not winning, we're not losing, what is all this rhetoric? What does this crap even mean? There is a problem here, and I don't know where the Democratic voice is on this. I don't like the fact that Harry Reid and Hillary Clinton are sort of biding their time in the sense they're like, I don't mind if there's a troop escalation temporarily, if there's a mission. What could the possible mission be? We've had advisors there before. We've done this thing before. The chance to do this stuff was before. And this is a president who would never admit that he was losing in any way, is now saying, if President George Bush is saying that we're not winning, it's got to be much worse than we ever anticipated it being. Then we can even understand it being, and I don't know why the Democrats are not just saying, let's get the hell out now. This is why we were put into office. Let's figure out a diplomatic position on this and start negotiating with people. I mean, even Al-Qaeda, he's trying to call people to negotiate with. It's very funny how cocky these guys are getting in terms of al-Zawahiri and Ahmadinejad, and a lot of these guys are just, they're almost testing it. They're testing it, and I hope to God that they don't push this guy. I really hope that the neocon death cult. It scares me that Abizaid is putting the Eisenhower off the Persian Gulf, and it scares me that, you know, he has not been allowed to retire. He wants to quit. He wants to go out with Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld kept Abizaid in, and now it really seems to me that their big, you know, FU to all of us, to the Democrats, to the world, is going to be some sort of bombing campaign in Iran. I don't know. Let's hear the other clip, though. Let's hear number three, the old one from October 25th.
Do you think we're winning, and why?
Absolutely, we're winning.
Okay, so that was October 25th, and yesterday it says we're not winning, we're not losing, and then yesterday they asked him this question about.
You said October 24th, absolutely.
That was a indication of my my belief we're going to win.
Okay, so that's him responding to a question about him saying, absolutely, we're winning on October 23rd. And he said, yes, that was an indication of my belief that we were going to win. So he's willing to just say what he thinks will happen as reality without even being ashamed of it. So he said, absolutely, we're winning. This is the president of the United States reporting on a war. Absolutely, we're winning. And they asked him about why he said that. Well, oh, of course, that was an indication of my belief we were going to win. I was hoping we were winning, so I went ahead and told you that we were winning. He's out of his friggin' mind. Shamelessly out of his mind. Yeah, what time is it? Let's take this quick call. Rich in Scotch Plains, New Jersey. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Mark, it's Two Bagels Rich, but I had to chime in. Good to talk to you again, buddy.
What's up, man?
Listen, I don't know why you're so surprised with this whole thing. It's real, real simple, going back to the Romans and before. Doesn't matter whether we win or lose, you got to feed the corporate beast. That's all it is, the oligarchy and the corporate beast. War is big business, invest your son. That's what we're all about here. That's what we make anymore is munitions. We flip hamburgers and sell insurance to each other. That's all we got to give the world.
Okay.
Death and destruction and cheap hamburgers.
Yeah, but still, I mean, what they stand to gain, although Iran is the third largest oil producing country in the world. I just don't know, once you do something like that, you still got to rely on a moderate Muslim infrastructure to regroup. I just think that the chaos it would bring and the destruction it would wreak on the region and the complete instability that is already there, I don't know if it's an investment worthy of even corporate profits, but I don't know. I know that obviously the military industrial complex is a huge business, and they just put another $70 billion into the war chest. Who knows where that's going to go? But I understand what you're saying, Rich. Thanks for the call. Later in the show, I just wanted to tell you who's on the show. I haven't done that yet. We have Rabbi Niles Goldstein. He's author of Gonzo Judaism. I'm going to talk to him about Hanukkah and whatever Gonzo Judaism is. I am featured in that book, so I need to understand what he means by it because I haven't had time to read it. Janine Garofalo will be here. Professor William Chandler, author of Iraq, Seeds of Division, will be here. Daniel Borachoff, founder of the American Institute of Philanthropy, will be on the phone to help us decide where we want to give our money away. So stay with us. It's Marin in for Cedar. It's 27 past the hour. I'll be right back.
Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.